लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another actress where I saw a few verticals lately with her, and I will speak with her about these verticals, and I'm very happy that she joins me for this episode, and I'm saying hello to McKenna Ginn. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You recently crossed my way in the vertical space a lot. The latest I saw of you dropped on Drama Box, was it? It was a vampire one again. I was missing the vampire ones, to be honest, lately. And yours was a vampire one. But let's be clear, not a typical vampire one. In an old style, it was more like a high school vampire one. Can we say it that way?
Yes, it was definitely YA vampire, boarding school is what they were going for.
The vampire one was kind of new story. By the way, the vampire one is called Love and Bloodlust, Love and Bloodlust at Vampire Academy, for all the people who want to watch it. And it was on Drama Box, wasn't it?
Yes, Drama Box, yeah.
But the male lead, is he new in verticals?
Yeah, that was his first ever vertical. That actually was his first ever acting role.
Really? But he did mm-hmm. it really good.
Yeah, he was great. Super, super fun to work with. We actually just did another show for Drama Box together that is
not a vampire one.
Not a vampire one. This one's, dare I say, sci-fi? I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, so a totally other genre, you want to say?
Yeah, it's like a sci-fi family drama show. So we're actually related
to each
other.
Typical vertical tropes?
No.
Okay, no slapping at all 5 minutes is slapped, no?
I don't get slapped ever.
That's important.
my character is kind of the baddie and the strong one in the story.
You have mostly strong roles. I love that.
Yeah.
To be honest. Every time I see you, you are a woman who stands up in this vampire one, you get a bit bullied, but at the end, you are also strong. I love that.
Yeah, I love the story arc in that one. I love the characters where the female lead is stronger. Typically, if I read a script where it's just the woman being abused for 90 pages, I won't take it.
That's good.
Not really my thing.
Yeah, but there are so many storylines with this woman shit. Sorry for saying that. We need
a lot,
more
which
powerful...
is... Yeah, but even with the vampire, like, my character is bullied because she's the mutt at the boarding school. I feel like her character's still funny. She's sassy, sarcastic, not afraid to talk back to them, even though they could kill her in a second.
Yeah, that's
which is why
thing.
I loved her character, even though physically
she stands up.
Is way out of, like... below their league, but that doesn't stop her from kind of trying her best.
What was your first vertical role you did?
My first role was Madeline. It was Princess in the show The Alpha's Innocent Bride on, is it Kalos TV?
Was the
It was a
lead?
werewolf show, but I didn't actually know it was a werewolf show until the last day of production. Someone, because it was my
Okay.
first ever vertical, so I actually didn't really even, this was a couple years ago when verticals were just kind of popping off or
Yeah.
starting to really pick up. So I wasn't even really sure what they were. And I was confused because some of the insults would be like, "You're just his lap dog." And I was like, "That's a weird insult, but whatever. Maybe the writing is just weird." And then on the last day, someone was like, "Well, you know, we're all werewolves, right?" And I was like, "I'm a werewolf?"
What
Like, yeah.
a what?
None of us turned into werewolves or anything. We
No
all just call each
shifting.
other, no shifting. Just we just say alpha
Huh.
and stuff like that.
Okay.
And yeah, I was like, "Oh, that makes more sense." But yeah,
Did you
Alpha's
know what
innocent
a
bride.
vertical was at is at that
Not a
time?
clue. Not a clue. We thought, my agent and I thought it was an AFI film.
Okay.
And then because the casting director was from AFI. And then when I showed up on set, I was like, "Oh, it's like a multicam. It's like a multicam show, but they're shooting it vertically, like
They're
for a
shooting
phone."
it.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. But the writing on that one actually wasn't. The writing was pretty good, besides the alpha stuff, which I thought was weird, but it was a fantasy show. So it kind of was giving CW vibes, like a Riverdale show, where it's kind of cringy, but it wasn't some of the cringiest writing that I've seen. So it honestly was a pretty good show. I kind of recommend it. I wasn't mad about it. I quite liked it. My character, the costumes on that show was really, really
The
good.
costumes are really good in the vampire and werewolf, in the older vampire and werewolf stuffs. But as you said, lately there also has been some so-called werewolf verticals where there was not even once shifting, there was not even once gluing eyes or stuff like that. All that they call it a werewolf one was because they call the boss Alpha. It's the same with mafia ones. You see some mafia ones, there is not really even a shooting, nothing. It's because they call the boss Don, you know?
Wonder if
No.
it's budgeting
It was the
so.
same with the Christmas verticals. Did you shoot a Christmas vertical?
I haven't done a Christmas one yet. I've wanted to do
Because
one because I they would seem
Last year, the Christmas in 2024, the Christmas verticals were really, Christmas stories where Christmas influenced the whole story so a bit. And last year, a really bad thing happened, in my opinion. There were so many so-called Christmas verticals, but the storyline was a typical vertical abusive storyline shit. And it was called Christmas Vertical because in the background there was standing a Christmas tree. Or, as Mark
snow.
Contarelli told me in one recording, he said, "Yeah, I technically did a Christmas Vertical." And I asked why technically. And he said, "Yeah, all Christmas stuffy was. I had to wear on one scene a Christmas sweater. And the child is saying in the end, 'And Merry Christmas.' And that's it." And I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Weird.
That's interesting.
How many verticals have you done so far?
I think I've done 12. Not too many.
But you have not always the nice roles, right? Sometimes
Yeah, I've
a
done a
bit.
mix.
Yeah.
Mostly leading lady, and then I think like 4 or 5 times I've been the villain,
What was
which is
more
fun because
fun?
it's
Yeah.
rarely I feel like, especially in the vertical space, do they kind of let you do both?
But
But
not
I.
with every actor. I saw or spoke with a few actors who had kind of brand they have to play in every vertical.
Yeah, rarely do you get to do both. They do like to put you in a box, but for some reason, they will cast me as both. The
That's good.
villains are always very fun to play.
Yeah, I was told that so often. Yeah, you know, villains are
You just have
always
bigger
great.
personalities. They are more freeing. The villain I just played with Hayley Lorelai in our racing show. It hasn't come out yet. It's one of the most fun villains I've ever played. She is
You're both villains or what?
No, she's the leading lady. I'm the villain.
Okay.
But the character is just so over the top, and I
That's
just had so
good.
much fun. Very like Regina George, kind of like Legally Blonde,
Yeah, but
race car
Oh, race car.
bitchy girl. And yeah, I get to play this famous race car driver. And
Ooh.
she was so fun to play. So I had a blast.
A race car driver. Do you love fast cars?
Yes. I
And
had been wanting to
drivers.
do a racing show so bad. And so Haley booked that show and then actually told past producers to reach out to me to let me audition for it to be the villain because we wanted to
That's
do a show
nice.
together.
Oh, that's
Yeah, we've
nice.
been like wanting to do another show together. So they did reach out and they gave me the opportunity to audition and I booked it. And so we got to do that show together, which was.
Did you shoot all your verticals in LA actually so far?
I shot in New York and LA, and that's it.
Okay, so there is a need to go to the vertical areas in China, in Canada, in Europe, in
I definitely want to shoot in Turkey. I would love to shoot in Atlanta. I would love to shoot in Canada. I don't know if I would do China.
No.
I've heard interesting stories about
Yeah, I heard some different
China.
stories. I heard from some people, yeah, they got an overtime 22 hours from the first shooting day. What? 22 hours? Really?
And a
Okay.
lot of the times too, when they want to book me, it's they want to book me for many shows back to back, and I don't know if I'd want to be there for a month or 2 months. That's just a big trip. 'Cause yeah, it's a big trip.
Yeah, makes sense. Then you come
Yeah.
better over to Europe.
Yeah, but Turkey I would love to do. I'll say any
Lithuania
of
is
the other.
also
Lithuania,
shooting for
definitely.
Drama Pops. And lately they shot a lot and also in Italy. Verticals. Or
Would
UK.
definitely go to Italy.
For the
Go to any of
food.
those. I also just love traveling, so I would go anywhere.
So is your passport ready?
Ready to go. I
Okay.
am ready to fly.
Okay,
Have a friend
but
that's actually shooting in Mexico
yeah, a
doing.
few verticals were shot in Mexico also, yeah.
And the project he was talking about is really interesting. It's something I'd never heard of before. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about
Genre?
it.
Which genre?
But it's new. It's
Okay. I'm so
a new
hoping
thing.
for new things this year, you know. I
Yeah.
have the feeling I started watching verticals in summer 2023, and in 2024 the storylines and stuff were really cozy, but lately they got more and more, sorry for saying that, shit storylines or repeating storylines. And for me, I'm so happy about this new genre dropping, like the pirate ones. Or when I spoke and Danny Farber did kind of a Western one, but it's not out yet, kind of the Western one. And you can see with this, some shows dropped kind with music storylines, but not musicals. For me, that's not musicals, but you can see they are getting more and more music involved in the vertical stories. So I'm hoping also for musical ones. And I'm, to be honest, hoping that the pirates are doing so well that they keep producing with this one. But fun fact, these new genres are mostly only seen on the smaller platforms.
Yeah, the bigger platforms typically they call those shows experimental,
Yeah, and they
and
are
they
not so
typically
willing to
don't
take
like
the
to
risk.
take the risk, or they'll do the risk once, and if it flops, they consider it a loss.
Yeah, but hello, I mean, I would love to see comedies.
I want more comedies so bad. And I had
More
hoped
fun in the
because
verticals.
I Kissed the CEO, the one I did for Drama Box, which did go viral, did really, really well,
Was it
was
that one
a
that
comedy.
switched? Was it that one that switched also to iDrama? Was it that one? I will check.
Think
Yeah,
it's a
it
Drama Box exclusive. I'm not sure though.
yeah, you know,
But
exclusive doesn't mean that a few
they
months
won't sell it
later
to other
there's
things.
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it had comedy in it, so I was really hoping
Yeah,
that it would be
you
more
know, but in
comedy.
my opinion, the comedy ones has to be written in the US because you cannot translate Asian comedy to.
That's also why I heard the companies don't want to do it, is because it doesn't translate.
Yeah,
And
so
so
they have
they
to make.
lose a lot of their foreign views.
Yeah. Yeah, but to be honest, there the lately the storylines were so full drama. So much drama. Only drama. But I spoke, for example, with Molly Anderson, and she said, yeah, she had a script. It was more rom-com style, and she wanna do it a bit with comedy and stuff. And then the client came up and said, nah, no, we need more drama in the show. And in the end, the show was totally a drama disaster and nothing left of the lightning rom-com style. So that's a kind of weird, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I think as the vertical space continues to expand, we'll see more. It's just hard
Yeah.
to get them to
I think that,
try things.
you know, when they started, there were only, I think, five, six big platforms, real short drama box stuff. Now we are having more than 200 platforms. So they have to try new stuff to be other than the other, different than the others, you know?
Us,
So.
yeah.
And I really love that. I also love, for example, that on Candy Jar is the only platform where you have sequel ones with more than one part. And sometimes that fits the story so well to have a part two or sometimes even a part three. That's so comforting to watch. So I'm always wondering why and Candy Jar is still the only platform which does sequels.
Yeah,
So,
Candy Jar is doing great, and they film it horizontally and vertically, like at the same time, which I think is so smart.
that's Drama Pops
And
also, yeah.
yeah.
And Candy Jar has a big advantage. They are only filming stories based on books. And
And they
that
film a
use.
lot less than other companies.
Yeah, they
So
put quality instead of quantity. And so I'm hoping, or I'm really hoping that these smaller platforms will push more and more into this market so that the bigger platforms get a bit under pressure to do something new also, you know?
Yeah.
No.
So.
So the first vertical you did, you said, was a werewolf one. Okay, you didn't know it, but it was technically a werewolf one.
Definitely.
Yeah. How long did it take until you did the second vertical? Was it so that you thought after the first shooting, okay, bit weird? Or did you get directly or in short time a new offer to do it again in the, let's say, classic CEO billionaire stuff? And you said, okay, that sounds fun. I will try that. Or what was
Yeah,
the.
so I did the werewolf first one, and I would say a supporting role. It was my first ever role. Not even like the lead villain, I would say. I would just say it was a supporting role. And then maybe I had a lot of fun though. I thought the set was super professional. I definitely didn't leave the experience thinking I would never do this again. It was also the first time I was ever being paid for acting, for a supporting role. It definitely was a higher budget film, looking back, because for what I was paid, they don't pay supporting characters that much anymore. So I was like, so I left that being like, I just got paid a bunch, and I had a blast. So I definitely, and I was still in college at the time. But I was doing part-time college. It was my last semester. So I believe it was about a month and a half, maybe 2 months later, I got an audition for another one. And I auditioned, and it was for the villain, the lead villain. And I auditioned for the villain. And then I actually went to Coachella that weekend. And it was supposed to start filming the day, or it had like the fitting table read, everything, like the day after Coachella. And my agent called me at Coachella and was like, hey, director loved you, they want to book you for Miranda. I was like, Miranda, that's not the role I auditioned for. And they're like, yeah, they want to book you as the lead. And I was like, what, as the lead? I was like, really? And they were like, yeah, she really liked you. And I was like, okay. So then I left at 6 a.m. the morning after Coachella to drive all the way back to LA. Oh my gosh, I was dead, to go to this table read and fitting. And that was the first time I booked a lead. And I actually ended up working, Zeffie was the director. I worked with her. She booked me then on the next show, right after. It was, so that one was Billionaire Daddy, The Hunt Is On,
Oh, I love
which,
that one. That with Felix Mirbeck,
so
right?
yes, so
That
that was
was
that one.
so good. That was so
Yeah. So I actually went out for the villain on that one, and then she booked me as the lead,
But
which
that's
was
all.
I
But that
was
was
awesome.
also a powerful role. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was comedy.
Yeah, that was really
Or
good.
they let me do comedy, I don't know, but yeah, I had so much
But
fun.
whatever, it turned out so good. So
Yeah,
good, really.
I love that one. And then she immediately booked me on Say You Remember, Say You Love with Armand. And that's one where I'm a journalist and he's a football player. And so from there, that's kind of how I
Snowball
realized, oh,
system.
I'm like in this now.
Have you ever done
And then
other
that's
acting
how I just
stuff?
kind of, yeah, I. Because I verticals isn't my end goal at all. At all. They are just
Paying
kind of
your
will pay my
bills.
bills and kind of keep me. I'm like, why would I do anything else? Like, why would I be a waitress if I can act and make money?
Sure.
Also, again, sets are extremely professional and great for memorization. I've met some of my bestest friends. I love doing them. But again, not my end goal. So I do other things. I've done, feature film, commercials. I have a movie that's in post-production right now. Actually, a movie I wrote. Haley and I actually wrote a vertical and are trying to get it made right now.
A comedy one.
It is. Well, it's a comedy action show. We wanted to make a genre that I haven't seen a lot of. I wouldn't say it's a new, completely new genre, but it's two strong female leads, two
Oh, that's
leads.
good. That's good. Because I
With
don't like,
comedy, with
we saw so many
romance.
weak women in verticals. Really, I'm done with this shit. Sorry.
Yeah, there isn't really, I mean, there's a, I guess there's a female villain, but it's not the typical villain
You
you'd
know,
see.
I'm fine with villains, but there were lately shows where the villain was just raping, kidnapping without any reason or need for the storyline. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? It was just that it was done. And when you watch it,
Yeah.
so why did she get kidnapped? Why did she get slapped, huh?
Exactly. It's more so our two characters are not, our two strong female characters that aren't friends. We're actually kind of rivals in our workspaces, but then end up having to work together on something.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's a good storyline. For me, I don't always need the billionaire CEO hero who rescues the woman, because sometimes, in or not sometimes, in a lot of verticals, the women are so weak that they had to get hooked up and pregnant, and then the male one has to come and rescue her so then she can move in with him and he pays for everything and she can only survive with this male one. What the heck?
Yeah, I feel like it's just happened. It's over and over and over
Yeah.
that the story, yeah, the storylines just get so redundant
What was the
that.
challenged role you played so far?
Oh, the one I just did for Drama Box. That
Why
hasn't been released
challenging?
yet
Because it was
because
so
it
off
was,
your typical character, or what?
yes, it was such a serious role.
Yeah.
So zero comedy, so
Okay.
straight, like, how do I describe her? She like not no personality, but almost so
Cold?
serious
Like a
and
cold.
yeah, cold and stern
Okay.
to a point. Like
And
for
how
me,
did you
that's
prepare for that
tough.
role?
Well, so it was a period piece ish. It was ish.
Yeah.
So I had some 1950s like films we wanted to watch because they didn't want me to have an
Okay.
accent, but kind of have like a cadence of my speech that
Yeah.
I carry over because it takes place in like modern day, technically. And then with the director, we actually did like character therapy sessions,
Character
which,
therapy
yeah, it.
sessions.
Whole thing.
What the heck? I
Yeah, it
never
was
heard
wild.
about that. Character
Yeah, you go in, you
therapy
close your
session.
eyes, and you do a whole therapy session. So it was a
Ooh.
lot. I think just for me, I've just realized those, I just thrive so much better in characters that can have a little bit of comedy. I think once I strip the comedy out of the character completely, I don't enjoy it, I guess. I feel like for me, the character becomes too one note and not like a real human being.
Yeah.
And once the character doesn't feel like a real human being, I don't, it's hard to believe that this character,
Yeah,
like I'm, that I'm like
to get
not just
into the
playing a
role, yeah.
character.
No, I heard from some actors and actresses that they are having music playlists to get into the character.
Oh, yes, I love creating playlists.
Yeah, you
Music helps a
also?
lot.
Okay.
Yeah, and this character, there was a lot of strong emotional beats. So I have my, for a crying scene, you know, your whole mental thing. I had a crying scene for 2.5 hours. I had to film one scene where I cried for 2.5 hours, which is crazy. And it was
You cried
brutal. And I think
dry or body dry or
I
what?
was so exhausted by the end of this scene. Yeah, this character was just draining. This is, I think it was just a very exhausting character, which just becomes, and it was a long, I think we shot for 12 days. I
Two
think
and a
that just
half
made her a
hours crying.
really challenging character.
And what would be a character you would love to play because it would challenge you in a positive way? Maybe,
That's a
I don't
great
know, a
question.
bad witch or I don't know.
Oh, yes. I love an
Mysterious
anti-hero.
psychologist,
Like, if
manipulative
they could
witch.
write a female lead that's an anti-hero in this, like, she's. I got really close to booking a role, but I didn't. But I would love to have played her, where she was like the messy, not put together, kind of effed up child that was not ready to like take over the company or anything like that. And she would have been a really fun character to like play her story arc out, where she then becomes willing to take over the company and that kind of thing. I love a character that's flawed. And but also she was like funny, like her flaws were because she didn't seem anything like she didn't think anything was wrong with her life. Like she's not
Yeah,
a victim.
she's perfect,
Like
and she's
she was like,
always
I
right.
just like to party. What's the issue? Like my life is perfect. Not like a crying, I'm messy type of way.
Yeah.
Which I love. Because then you get to go on that journey with her and kind of figure out how, you know, what are things in your life you can't improve, even though.
Was it some, or is it sometimes hard to let go of a role because you really like the role?
It is. I think Margot from Vampire Academy was my favorite role I've ever played. And she was a hard one because I genuinely don't know the next time I'll play a role where she just came to me so easily. That role where it doesn't take, which is rare, where it doesn't take a lot of work to find that character. Like she just, everything about her made sense to me. Like I just totally got,
Like
like all
she
of
were
her.
like she would be your sister or what?
Exactly. Or yeah, everything she wants, all of her intentions, her personality is just, I just knew. Like I just read the script and was like, oh, I know who she is. There's no, why
Oh,
would she
that's
do this?
me.
Or how do I say this line? Or I don't know how to act out this scene. None of that. Like I read it and like already knew exactly how I'd want to play it, which is rare. And so I kind of didn't have to worry about that aspect. And I could just really show up on set and play and have fun. And me and the director could just bounce off of each other. There wasn't any stress of trying to figure out the character
Yeah,
because she just
got it.
came so easily
She
to
lived
me.
with you.
Yeah. Which then it sucks because I'm like, shoot, you don't know the next time you're going to find a character like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's you just
But
resonate with them.
was it always your dream job? Being an actress, or when did
Yes.
you tell your parents, okay, listen, I'm gonna be an actress?
My mom tells me that she thinks I came out of the womb singing. I did theater starting in like preschool. And did every single play, musical, my
Really?
entire life.
Is
Yes,
there
up until
someone else in your family which who does that?
my aunt, my great aunt is a fantastic dancer.
Okay,
My
so a
dad
bit of
claims he's a great
artistic is
singer.
in your
We'll see.
family.
Yeah, a little bit. Neither of my parents, no one's in the industry though.
Okay.
My great aunt's like a dance professor. That's about as close as it gets.
Dance
But
professor.
yeah, she's fantastic. But I just always was acting. And then I think when I got to a certain age and I realized you could do this for a living, I was like, oh yeah, this is what I'm gonna do. And I would always want to do summer camps. I'd want to join the youth theaters, do community theater. I think my parents just kind of always was like, eh,
Okay, she
we
got
think
it.
we know.
Yeah, but I think parents are mostly grateful to see their kids being so passionate about one thing, you
Yeah,
know? How many kids
I
do
agree.
not even know with 25 what they will do for a living? So.
Very true. Yeah, my parents were always super supportive. I think my dad always wishes he was in Hollywood. So he was ecstatic that I wanted to move to LA. He vicariously lives through me.
Where are you born?
Seattle,
Okay.
Washington.
Yeah, okay. So it was a big move to LA.
Yes, leaving the rain behind. Yeah, I'm the only one out of the family that moved away. Everyone, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everyone lives in Seattle still.
Yeah, why
But
not?
not high. I said it's 95 and sunny in March in
And they
LA right
all,
now.
fuck off. Yeah,
Yeah,
here
they're like,
for tomorrow at my place, it should snow again here too.
wow. It's snowing. That
Not
is
at the
crazy.
moment, but the weather forecast gave a weather alarm this morning that the next 2 days we are expecting snow again.
Wow. Yeah, definitely not
Yeah.
here.
And the shitty thing is, I already had my summer wheels on the car. I was not
Oh
expecting snow again.
no. Oh
So let we
no. Well,
will see how challenging it gets in
drive
the
safely.
otherwise, I don't drive in the next day. It depends how much the snow is coming. You know, sometimes the weather forecast is, oh my God, you will have the baddest winter at all, and then there is a bit of snow and it's okay.
Yeah, definitely keep driving. Drive safely.
Yeah, you know, I live here in the landscape. There is just driving by car or walking, nothing else.
Wow.
Yeah, we have only 2,000 people here.
Oh, wow.
It's a small, wide nature landscape.
Wow.
But it's great here. Have you ever been to Europe?
I've been to Europe, not Germany.
Where in Europe?
I've been to England, like London.
I've never been in London.
Haley and I were talking about, though, if we do get to go to Turkey, we'd want to travel around
Yeah,
after
okay, here
and
in
go
Europe, it's
to.
totally easy to go
I know.
everywhere.
You're like,
I
maybe
live
we
in
go to
the
Germany,
south
maybe
of
Italy,
Germany.
maybe Spain.
Listen,
Oh, I've been to Spain.
I live here in south of Germany. If I'm sitting in my car and driving 1 hour, I'm already in Switzerland. If I'm driving 1 hour with the
That's
car in the
awesome.
other side, I'm already in Austria. If I'm driving 2 hours, I'm already in France or in Luxembourg. If I'm driving 5 hours, I'm straight in the middle of Italy in Milan, in Milano. You know, if I'm driving
Oh,
5 hours on the
so
other
nice.
side, I'm down in the Czech Republic. You know, it's easy. It's not so
Yeah.
big here in Europe.
God, here we would still be in the US through all of that.
Yeah, who told me that when I'm driving 1 hour in the car here in LA, I'm still in LA.
Oh, yeah. I could drive 2 hours and I'm still in LA. Like,
And I said,
actually, it's
no,
crazy.
I'm 1 hour and then
That's
I'm
so
already in
funny.
Switzerland. You know, that's a great
Yeah.
thing about
Oh, I
living in
love
the south of
Switzerland.
Germany. Yeah, wait. I can tell you what, if you and Haley are doing a little Europe round trip, do you like chocolate?
Yes.
In Switzerland is the biggest chocolate museum with a lot of
Wait, I think
chocolate fountains, and you can eat the whole day
I have
chocolate.
been to Switzerland. In Geneva. Wait,
Yeah,
I
but
went to a chocolate factory
the
there.
chocolate, yeah, but the big, you know,
But maybe I didn't go to a better, bigger one.
Switzerland is famous for its chocolate. And the biggest chocolate museum from the chocolate brand Lindt, I don't know if you know this,
Yes, I know Lint.
is in Zurich. I will send you later a video from this museum. It
Yes,
has a
I would
big
love
chocolate
chocolate.
fountain right in the middle of the building, and this whole big museum is full of chocolate, and with chocolate fountain where you can keep your spoon and then you can try. It's so holy moly, I can tell you. If you're a chocoholic, you
Love
have to
that.
go there.
I am a chocoholic. I love chocolate.
You know, I
Actually,
spoke
I
with
love
Buddy.
sweets.
I spoke with Buddy Kane. Do you know Buddy Kane? Also actor, LA. He told me that he doesn't like chocolate, and I said, "What's wrong with you? You cannot
What?
tell me that you're not that you don't like
I
chocolate."
love chocolate.
Yeah, okay. So then you have probably to visit.
Okay, we'll have to put that on the list.
Absolutely. I will send you a video and then you want to go there so badly. And that, for example, it's so great. It's only 2 hours from here to drive with the car.
That's crazy. That's so awesome that you're that close to everything.
Yeah, that's it's really nice because, as I said, if you are living here in the south of Germany, you live so close to the borders to so many other countries. And for example, the great thing also is if you are going to Italy, in Italy the food is so fantastic. You know, all pizza,
Yeah.
pasta, handmade. So, and
Oh,
here
good.
in Germany, we have a lot of great Italian restaurants because in the 50s, a lot of Italian workers came over to work here in Germany and settled down. So, we are having here in the south so many
Fresh Italian.
great Italian restaurants, I can tell you. And even if you are in Istanbul, if you are flying, you have a 2 hours flight and then you are in the middle of Germany already. So,
Wow.
yeah, it's totally easy to do a kind of, let's say, European road trip. Yeah. You have to do that. And I think with Haley, that would be really fun.
That would be so fun. No, we will definitely do
Did
that.
Haley shoot already in Turkey? Do you know that?
Not yet. But we, I think she's gonna reach out to them and try
Okay.
to see about the shows.
Let me know. Whenever you come nearby, let me know. Let me
Okay.
know. Maybe till then, the shootings for verticals in Germany are also a bit more common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Sounds like a really good plan. You said you did a bit more than 10 verticals actually at the moment. What are your goals, let's say, in the vertical world? Is there something you want to reach with your next verticals?
Well, so I s think for me, I started a production company with my friend after writing my own film. And so I think I would really like to start producing, like writing my own, where I'm in charge of the storylines, and start making them and selling them to platforms would be a really fun spot to be in, where I have a little bit
Which
more
type
control
of
over everything.
stories?
Like I want to do only experimental stuff we haven't seen. So like Haley and I's show is spy comedy action show. I want to, what's other ones that I haven't seen? Ooh, a superhero one. I would love to see a YA show where it's like a bunch of kids at a high school. And either they fall into having superpowers and now they are at school and they don't know how to control them and they have to like figure out how to with something like that we haven't seen would be super fun.
Kind of Harry Potter style.
Yeah, literally.
I would
Yeah, like
love to see a
wizards,
Western.
anything. Western for sure. Anything like just new. I feel like there's so much opportunity and there's so much money in the vertical space that there's so much you can do. And I'd be really curious to see
I
how I
think
can
there is
start controlling
getting
that.
more and more money in this industry because when you lately heard about that the bigger companies are trying to move into the vertical space. At one point, my thoughts are, nah, hopefully they are not bringing this big shot actors, you know, because then it's not anymore a possibility for kind of smaller actors to improve and to grow. But on the other side, it's not so bad if the great companies would get in too, because then there would be more money for doing it.
Yeah.
So, but lately I read a headline that, was it Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. She invested in some vertical company. That's what I
As long
heard.
as she want didn't as long as she doesn't want to play in it.
Yeah, I highly doubt. I could not imagine, unless they want to prolong productions and spend a lot more money, they are not going to be memorizing 18 pages a day. I cannot see Kim K on
I
set
think
under the
that
stress that we are under. They are not going to do that, which means they're going to be spending a lot more money to make the shows that we make, which then I would be curious to see what revenue, like the difference in profit would be if you're spending twice as much because you have to take twice as long to make them. It's all very interesting. But if she wants to start producing them, that wouldn't surprise me because there is a lot of money in it. And if you can make them for the same budgets these companies are making them and sell them, then.
We see it with this pirate vertical I told you, which was shot in Canada. They hadn't a platform from the beginning, and they said, we know, or we get the feedback from the audience that they want to have this type of vertical, so then we start doing it, we try it, and that's why I'm hoping so badly that they have success with that, to show the platforms, listen to the audience, and the audience is thankful if you are listening to them. Because
Yeah.
the audience brings the money in this industry, you know? The
So true.
memberships are so expensive, and because
Very,
of
very true.
the big amount of platforms now, you have to purchase, or you have to think about where to purchase the memberships, because we cannot purchase on every membership on every platform a membership. That's not working. So I think the audience gets more and more picky for purchasing memberships on platforms, but they want to get more and more entertained for the money they spend. And I think that will be a big fight in this 2026. And for example, the bigger platforms like ReelShort, stuff like that, at the beginning, they took the audience for granted because there was not so many possible or there were not so many possibilities to switch between platforms, but now I think they have to react in the next, let's say, months, otherwise they are out of this business.
Yeah. No, definitely. Be
Yeah,
very curious to see how it all changes.
I think 2026 will bring a lot of changes in this vertical space, as I said, also. I think the European market will start to play a bigger role in this whole vertical stuff. For example, also because of the shooting costs in Europe against the shooting costs in the US. So I think it's getting more and more attractive to do verticals overseas also. And a lot, as you said, also a lot of actors and stuff started writing on their own. So you're not so depending anymore on the Chinese verticals which drop. And so I'm
Definitely.
curious about the new storylines, mostly written from the actors, because you as an actor, you know what works and what doesn't work, I think.
Yeah.
But we will see. I'm very, very curious about that. Other thing I want to know, did you have ever a role model in acting?
I mean, I feel like anytime I watch like an inspiring film or just anything that inspires me to go out and write or do something, I think of like specific.
Or
Like
do
I
you
love
have?
Viola Davis, and then she starts her own production company, and that I look at her and I'm like, okay, I want to do that. Like I want to be a successful actress who also owns her own production company. I like seeing women in power. I like seeing them doing multiple roles. Gosh, but there's so many. There's so many Jessie Buckley, I'm obsessed with her. I think she's
Jessie
fantastic.
Buckley.
Anytime I watch her perform, I am so physically moved. I'm in awe about how you can be that good at acting. Yeah, I feel like there's just so many people in this industry that inspire me and that I look up to and that I want to be, that I want to be like. And yeah.
Yeah, so you have a big goal list you want to reach in the vertical.
Yes. I just want to do a lot. I am stubborn and I want to in the vertical space, but also in all other spaces of this industry, I want to dominate.
But more in the filming industry, not in the theater stuff or stuff like that.
Eventually, I would love to be able to dip my toes in both. I think with the theater space, what's hard is money's not as much in there, but the commitment is 10 times as much. So, like, I committing to a vertical is like 10 days and you're getting paid blank. Committing to a theater show is like 6 months and you're barely getting paid. So it is, I mean, that does weigh on me. But I do think like the community of theater is unbeatable. Like
Yeah, I think you
the
get
vibe.
directly a feedback from the audience
Yeah.
and
And the family that you build when you're in a show and like a on stage in person production or when you're performing in front of like a live audience is unbeatable
Yeah,
and
I
one of my
think so.
favorite things. So I would love to get a point in my career when I could like in between filming my movie or my TV show, I'm hopping on over and doing a stage production of something.
Yeah, why
That would
not?
be a dream.
Everything's possible, I'm sure.
I agree with
I'm
that.
so sure.
We can do
McKenna,
it, so it is possible.
yeah, I love that. You know, you are saying, I will do that. Heck yeah. Why shouldn't I try it? Why shouldn't it work out?
Exactly.
You don't have anything to lose, you know?
Yeah. It's also in this industry, you gotta believe that you can do everything or else there's no point of being in it. Oh.
No, I think also this industry is so hard. You cannot be I'm not sure, maybe then you miss so many
Exactly.
chances.
Totally.
Do it or die. Simple.
Exactly.
So
Commit to the
simple.
bit or don't.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. McKenna, at the end of every episode, I'm asking the five question quickie. It's always the same five question. And the first one is, what's your favorite dish? What do you like to eat?
Pasta.
Okay, then you
Pesto
have to
pasta.
go to Italy. Can you make your own
Yes.
pasta?
From scratch? From scratch? I have tried. Would I say it was good? Negative.
Why?
It was the pot. I'm trying to make ravioli and it was so thick. It
Thick.
was not good. I need improvement. I have made homemade gnocchi, ricotta gnocchi, and that was good.
Okay, that you can make thick.
Yes, that balls, thick ball, that
Okay.
I've
Huh. But then you have to get your own noodle machine where you can.
Yeah, see, I didn't have a machine. We were trying to hand press
No.
down the dough, and it was
No. But these noodle
not good.
machines are okay. I don't know how expensive they are in the US, but here in Europe, you can get for $20 a really good one.
Yeah, probably not
Yeah, but
here. I
then
feel
you
like
have to, you know, then you have to do it with your hand. It's not automatically, but come on. It's just a few seconds and then you can roll the dough and it's perfectly. You can switch and with thickness you want to have the dough.
yeah, mine was definitely too thick.
Or maybe you had the wrong recipe for the dough.
Could also be it. There could be a lot of factors. It was definitely user error.
Okay, let me send you over a recipe for a noodle dough that works every time.
Perfect. I would love that because I'm a pasta lover.
I can send you over a recipe. I published a cookbook, and in my cookbook, there is a recipe for pasta lime with broccoli and scampi in it.
Oh, yum. That sounds delicious.
And that's really not super complicated to make it. I will send you later the picture for it, and because I'm translating my cookbook at the moment into English, it's in German. So no, but this noodle dough is so easy to do. Yeah,
Okay.
we'll give it a shot, okay? And then let me
I will
know
give it a second
if it
try.
works out. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, maybe. You know, food is so important. Good food. Hello?
yes.
Okay, and then you have to come over to Italy because then you are in food heaven.
I want to go so bad. I'm trying to plan a trip to Italy in May. So
tiramisu
we'll
or
see.
tiramisu.
Tiramisu is my favorite dessert.
And a lot of pizza, pasta, and
And I love pizza. So there's, I just need to go to Italy. It just needs to
yeah.
happen.
Yeah, true. It has. So, do you have any comfort movie to watch? Maybe from childhood or stuff like that? A movie you could watch 100 times and it would always entertain you, or you always love it?
I have a few. Love, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, The Proposal, The Other Woman. All three of those rom-coms.
Yeah, I
I
was
love.
thinking, okay. Huh. And I'm not sure if I've ever seen one of this.
They're very good. Ooh, Night and Day with Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise. Also good. They're
Yeah,
like they're easy to
I know
watch,
that one.
very
Sometimes I
very
love to
light,
watch
fun.
Bridget Jones
Oh yeah,
because
Bridget
of the
Jones is good.
comedy.
See, I just need like a light comedy,
It's
little bit of love.
Aline from I Love Vertical always says she loves cozy ones in verticals and in films. So that's a really cozy one to watch. Yeah. And what type of music do you like?
I like so many types of music. I love house music. I love pop, R&B, honest jazz. It depends on my mood. It really depends on my mood. Rock,
Can you play
like
any instrument?
I can play piano.
Oh, that's good. Piano is good. I can play any instrument. Oh. Are you the type for carpool karaoke when you are driving and singing out loud while driving?
I will actually put on karaoke. I'll have my phone on YouTube sometimes if it's a long drive, because there are long drives in LA, and I will pretend that I am on American Idol or something, and I will do a whole car performance. Yes. And
Could you
if you pull
film
up next
this
to me
the
and you don't know
next
what's
time,
going on,
please? Could you film this the next time, please?
I could if I wasn't using my phone for, my YouTube. Yeah, one of my TikToks got a community violation. One of my acapella singing ones. It's like community violation for what?
Community violation.
Like, rude? Was it that bad? What did I violate?
What did you
I was just
sing?
singing. I don't know which one it
What?
was. It won't let me click on it. It won't let me appeal it. It was just like, nope, gone. Which one was it? I don't know which one because I
Community
can't.
violation. Was it so
Yeah.
bad, McKenna, or what?
I guess it was. I thought it was okay, but no, it was, oh, Stand By Me. Yeah. Removed for violating community guidelines. And if I say view details, there are no details. Won't tell me
What
why.
the heck? Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. You are a community violating by singing
My
Stand By Me?
singing is that powerful. Is
What?
that?
Are you a villain in singing? You can destroy
Apparently,
people by your singing.
TikTok apparently did not approve of this message.
Yeah, TikTok was not ready for your power.
Nope.
Sorry. Sorry for that. So, two last questions. One of it, which one of your verticals was your favorite so far?
Vampire Academy. Love and Bloodlust. Vampire Academy.
On
It's just
Drama
my favorite
Box.
character. On Drama Box, yes.
So you're hoping for a second part?
I would love for a season two. It's not performing bad, but I don't think they would be, it's considered
Drama
viral, so
Box
I
never
doubt
is
they would.
doing a second part. Recently, Real Short did or asked the audience for which verticals they want to see a second part, but they asked it and that was it. I'm sure that's not bringing a second part, you know.
Yeah.
As I said, for more than one part, you have to go to Candy Jar to shoot with them. There,
Yeah.
the chances are really good to get a second part
Definitely, yeah.
that you can combine maybe with the Germany trip. As I said, Candy Jar is based in Germany.
Very true. Very true.
Win-win-win situation, McKenna.
I like it.
And then diving to the chocolate museum, and then
I want to go to this chocolate museum so bad.
yeah, that I sent you in a few minutes a video, and then you exactly know, and then you are dreaming of it. I can tell you. I can tell you. So last question. Which genre you think will drop more and more, or maybe new in the vertical space, or which genre would fit so good in the vertical space?
I mean, I want to say superheroes. I thought it'd be cool.
A Spider-Man
But I just feel
vertical
like
or a
CGI
Batman,
wise,
vertical.
yeah, I feel like as long as I can afford CGI, it could be fun. Like if anyone has seen Sky High, the old movie, it's like a kids, like a teen movie.
Okay.
If they do a vertical Sky High, that would be so fun.
I would love to see a vertical. I created a vision with Kirby Elwood about a sea, because Kirby also never shot in Europe and she wants to shoot here so badly. So we spoke about making a serial one in criminal, like Miss
Oh,
Marple and
yeah.
Sherlock Holmes, where the two leads have to visit six different countries here in Europe, you know, Germany, France, Italy, Scotland, Lithuania, Turkey, and in every country they have to solve a criminal case so that the
Ooh, that
audience
would be
can
really
say,
fun.
oh, is he the murderer? Or maybe she? Or no, that cannot be.
Yeah. That would be fun. A mystery kind
Murder
of crime
mystery.
solving one. That would be fun.
You know, where the audience can get hooked to solve the criminal case before they got to the end of the
Yeah.
vertical.
I feel like any murder mystery vertical would be so fun. I love murder mystery. The movie I made that's in post-production is comedy murder mystery.
Comedy
And
murder mystery? How that this work out? Comedy murder mystery?
it's have you ever seen Knives Out
No.
or Glass Onion? It's kind of like that vibe.
Okay, so if
The
it
characters
drops, you
themselves,
have to say me where I can watch it. I want to see a comedy murder mystery.
yeah, the characters themselves are funny, very like caricature characters,
Okay.
and then it kind of turns into a psychological thriller by the end.
You know, I love this manipulation psychology stuff. In a really good criminal case, I don't need always the murderer by stabbing or shooting. You know? Yeah, we will see. Hopefully. But I'm hoping that the vertical you wrote with Haley will drop or will get the chance to
Yes,
drop.
that one would be the yeah, the storyline would
If
be
that
so
will
fun.
happen, we have to record again, okay? You, Haley, and I.
Yes.
And then we have to talk about
Absolutely.
this vertical. Deal?
Yeah, it will get made because I'm stubborn. I just don't know when, but it will get made.
Are you an
Mark my
Aries?
words.
Are you an Aries?
I'm a Libra.
Huh. Because I thought that you would be an Aries.
I have a Libra, so I hate confrontation, but I'm very, very stubborn when it comes to career.
That's good.
And if
Stubbornness
I
is
put my
always
mind to
good.
something, I will figure out a way to make it happen.
If you want
Or at least
it,
that's what
you
I tell
get it.
myself I will, so that it forces my brain to
But that's good for
force me to do
mental
it.
health. That's totally good.
Manifestation, mindset is the
Okay.
strongest thing in this industry.
That's a great sentence for the end of this episode. Everyone out there, be stubborn. A bit.
Be stubborn.
That's good.
Yes.
McKenna, I thank you so much for your time and doing this episode with me. It was really a pleasure. And as I said, if you are going to do this show with Haley and if you are coming over to Europe, let me know. And I will send you now right away
Absolutely.
the video for this chocolate museum.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, thanks a lot. It was a pleasure. I wish you a great week ahead and great upcoming projects, and that you can start your own production company. That would
Thank
be
you
so
so
good.
much. Yeah, thanks
McKenna,
for
it
having
was a
me.
pleasure. I sent you lovely greetings to the US. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You
Bye.
too. All right. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.